Good morning. It is 9:08 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our weekly update with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. We have it joining us in studio, Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning, everybody. Going well. Going well. All summertime right here. We griped about not having pool time, and then now it's hot.
Yep. Now we have pool time. You're
we
right.
Do. It's
You're
definitely right. warm now.
Absolutely.
Still getting the rain, but you know, everybody was still able to do some fireworks this weekend. We just had to wait a little bit, and so it was a good weekend. So.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Well, we just wrapped up a ribbon cutting at the new Yum Yum food truck. A lot of questions about where they're located. So it's at 902 West 8th, and that's in the parking lot of the Wilcox Bargain Outlet. So just downtown, a couple blocks from here. We have another ribbon cutting coming up that I'm excited about. It's for a new and improved senior living. So Silo Crossing Seniors is what it's called. They have two locations, and they have spent the last several months renovating all the properties. They look wonderful. So one of them is at 401 South Union, and the other one is 701 Lewark Street. Do I say that? I always wonder how to say
right,
that.
Right, Lewark, yeah.
Lewark. Yeah. So that'll be on Tuesday, July 28th at 10 a.m., and that's going to be at the Lewark location. So we're excited about that. Welch State Bank has a free public blood pressure clinic coming up on July 14th, and that'll be from 9 a.m. to 11, open to anybody in the community, and so that's down at their South Coffeyville branch. Want to do a shout-out, a congratulations to the Coffeyville High School dance team. So they had a really great week at the UDA camp. They earned all blue ribbons, and they brought home a superior trophy, plus all eight dancers received All-American honors, so kudos to them.
That's
great
good.
Job.
Yeah.
So there's a new way you can explore history. I tell you what, I bet you I could come on here every week and have an announcement from the library. They're always doing something. We have such an amazing library. But they make it easy now to explore local history from anywhere. It's through the digital archive. And so you can visit the library's website, click the research tab, and then you select digital archive, and you can browse all the newspapers, photographs, documents, all kinds of resources. I know they get calls every time of, back in 1920, I need to find this one building or whatever. So now you can research it right online. It's super easy. So yeah, great little thing to do. All right. So my favorite little place, Hersh's, has a new summer menu. So this is the blueberry cobbler latte.
Ooh, yeah, that's very intriguing.
I know. They have all kinds of flavors. But this is the first time I've had coffee in a while. I've been drinking their lemonades. They have these special lemonades that are fun. So anyway, stop on in if you haven't been there in a while. The Coffeyville Fire Department is seeking individuals that are needing community service hours to help paint and maintain more than 600 fire hydrants throughout the city. Did not realize that we had that many. That's a lot of them. But all the materials and the list of hydrants are going to be provided. So you can contact the PD or through their Facebook page or just call the non-emergency line and they can tell you how to get signed up for that. So that's a great project, especially for maybe seniors that are needing some community service hours and or just anybody. I've also had a lot of calls recently about people just looking for how do I find out how to get involved and volunteer? I want to get, you know, involved in the community. We do have a list, so just call the chamber and we can send it out to you that has all the different volunteer opportunities and organizations in the community. So, of course, we've been seeing transformation just across the street at Union Pacific Park. So they're changing that up thanks to a big grant supporting efforts to create a healthier, more active community space. So that's 217 West 8th, right across from the post office. I've had a few events there and just love this space. But now they're able to kind of double the park size, add in, I know they've got more green space, shade structures, lighting, seating, all kinds of stuff. So just really making it a wonderful gathering place. So I'm excited to see the transformation on that. Really excited to see the transformation on the roads. 8th Street. Be patient, everyone. They're still working on the water lines. They're going to be doing that for a little bit. And then at the end of the year is when they're going to transform into the actual road improvements. So right now, it's just the water lines underneath. So job of the week is actually KGGF. So your sports director. So I know you guys have it posted on your website. Check it out. It looks like a really fun, interesting job. We've got other jobs listed on the Chamber website as well. So okay. The one-day sale for the fair and rodeo did pass, but you can still get fun passes for only $40. Still a really good deal. So you're talking five nights of fun for $40. I mean, you really can't beat entertainment anywhere for that. So stop by the chamber. We've got someone from the fair board that's selling them, or you can do it online. And then the other question we're getting is, when can we get our Shoot Heaven tickets? You know, those that have the special ticketing areas. They haven't released them yet. I know that they're supposed to be working on them in the next couple weeks. So just be patient. Hopefully in the next 2 weeks, those will open up and you can get those purchased as well. I will bring more next week, but I'm excited. We have designed some new Coffeeville Proud shirts, and we're going to be selling those to the community. I've got a link that I'm getting ready to send out on an email and out on Facebook in the next few days. And the great thing about them, they're through one of our wonderful members. You pretty much can pick any color you want. I mean, even in the ones they have on there, they're like, if you don't like this color, we've got 50,000 others. So it's wonderful. You can have it in any color and design you want. And my goal is to get as many people in Coffeeville to have these shirts, just because the more we can show pride in our community, the better. And then in the fall, maybe early fall, we want to do a ginormous picture downtown in Coffeeville with a drone and have hundreds of people of the community all wearing our Proud shirts and just kind of put that image out there, you know, that our community's coming together. So stay tuned, and more details coming. Okay, lots of events coming up. Of course, the big one, Coffeeville Summer Celebration this weekend. I don't know if he announced it last week. If there is rain, do they have a second date?
I haven't seen anything yet because we're trying to think about that not happening. But yeah, I was thinking about that here today, just kind of looking at the weather.
I hope not. I know in previous years, they've just kind of played it by ear. A lot of times they just hold off for an hour.
Yeah.
And then it clears up.
Yeah. I think that's, I don't think we've ever really had to reschedule from what I remember.
Yeah. So. Most of the time, that's just how storms work around here. They're here fast and gone fast. And so hopefully everything will be going great. But that is all day long. Sun up to sundown. They've got a 5K, car show, games, lots of food. I mean, it's just literally an all-day celebration. Bands, and then, of course, the big celebration fireworks happening that night. So looking forward to seeing everybody over at Walter Johnson Park this Saturday. Also, this Saturday is a class. It's called Canning Basics and Beyond. That'll be at Kitchen 101, which is on State Highway 101. And you get to learn safe methods of master food preservation by an instructor, a certified instructor. So all the details are on the Chamber's community calendar. And I know they've got more events. I mean, like every couple weeks, she's got a class that she's doing. So it's pretty cool. Okay, coming up on July 15th, we have a summer breakout. This is at Grace Fellowship Church. It'll kick off at 6 p.m. with a quick meal and then an evening just of family fun. So a great way just to get the kiddos out and have some fun. The 16th is a paint party at the Coffeeville Rec. Kids will find their inner artist by painting their own masterpiece. It's only $10, which is pretty cheap, for in-district, 15 out-of-district, and you have to register by July 13th. So go ahead and get online and get that registered now. July 16th is also the MAC quarterly meeting, and it's also their annual awards. So it's a great way to celebrate wonderful businesses doing good things in our community. So make sure to RSVP for that today. And the 16th is also beginner line dancing. That'll be at VFW. And they emphasize no experience necessary, which I love it. So all different types of experience, just a good, fun class, and it's every Thursday. July 18th is a barn quilt workshop at the Stitching Barn, also on Highway 101, and that's also another cruise night. And then I did want to let everybody know, all the events that we talk about, of course, are on our community calendar. So if even if we're not talking about it, just check it out every week or so, see what's coming up here in Coffeeville. There's always something going on. But also, if you have an event, make sure to send it to us so we can get that on the calendar and promote it for you. And then also, if you just want to make sure you're staying in the know, also sign up for our newsletter. That's also on the website. But that way, every week you get it in your box and you're just like, you know what's happening, all the news, all the events going on in Coffeeville. So, of course, Facebook as well, but you just never know what's going to show up.
That's right.
I
That's
just,
right.
Facebook. I just love it and I hate it. So, but that's what's going on around Coffeyville. And again, let's see everybody Saturday. I mean, they've even got water slides, you know, like I said, two different bands. They got a swap meet going on, Kitty Car Show. So literally just a little bit of everything. And then, of course, we saw that Gail was presented with the key to the city. So love that the city recognized him and all the work he's been doing. 10 years doing the summer celebration. So pretty neat. Plus, we get to keep celebrating 250.
That's right. We can just stretch it out year long.
I think we should. There's going to be events all year. And we'll just keep celebrating. And so it's a great time to do that.
And bring your radios or listen in your car during the fireworks. We'll have the soundtrack because, you know, Bob will do the... But if you're too far from the speakers, you can still listen in your car or whatever
on
US 98.
Yeah, nice. All right. We'll see everybody soon then.
Okay, very good. Well, Candy, we always appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that is Candy Westbrook here with the Coffeyville Chamber. And straight ahead, we are going to be getting into more of your calls here as Open Line continues here on the Mighty 690.